A major little showdown happening in two lovely towns in northern Michigan, where districts are really at war, not over masks, not over all the other stuff, not over critical race theory, but over what happened on a soccer field, a record-setting 16-goal game-setting record against a winless team. And folks are saying, yeah, that's nice, but you ran up the score. You showed extraordinarily poor sportsmanship. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne with more on that. This is such a difficult line for coaches, Marie, and for fans.
It sure is, and for parents, right? Because you want your kids to have some fun and get out there, but at the same time, they need to learn some sportsmanship. So here's the story. The backlash is over Kevin Hubbell's performance during a game on September 29th. Hubbell is one of the best players in Michigan. He scored 16 goals in a 17-0 victory by Benzie Central, setting a state and national record for most goals in a high school game. Now, one of the parents from Kingsley, the opposing team, said Hubbell was, quote, firing them off like a rocket. Monday night during a meeting of the Kingsley School Board, members discussed the idea of sending a letter to the Benzie Central District to criticize that win. Kingsley Superintendent Keith Smith, who will draft the board's letter, telling the Associated Press that the game was a cheap shot. Kingsley is 0-16 and has scored only 7 goals all season. Now, in hindsight, the leader of the Benzie Central District said maybe the game should have been stopped early on when the Huskies were ahead by 8 goals instead of waiting until halftime and allowing those goals to really rack up. So there is something here. There is some criticism on the adults who were there watching this. Benzie Central coach is Chris Batchelder, and he told some local news media that he knew the records were possible in this game, but in a letter that he sent to the Kingsley officials, he said he didn't intend to, quote, humiliate your players or your program. And he apologized for some of the remarks that were made. So, Guy, it was, this is being characterized, at least on that side, as a player getting hot and, you know, people just losing their sensibility a bit and letting this go too far.
You're talking to one of the worst youth soccer coaches ever. But do you know who used to counsel me on being a better coach?
Who's
Mike
that?
Duggan.
Aww.
He was a fabulous youth soccer coach. When he was at Wayne County, he would end his day every day at 4:30 so he could go coach his kids in soccer. And the one thing that I think that you're faced with, every soccer team in the youth soccer has this problem. You got one star who could run the field. And you know what you do? You sit them down, or you put them on defense where they can't do that. It would have been an easy thing for that coach to do. And you know what? This young man, Hubbell, I think it's great that we're honoring his achievement, but isn't that kind of a hollow record when you're beating up on a team that has only scored 7 goals?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, you can look, we're all only human, right? But we can understand that the coach knew this kid was going to really play well and be on fire, and he knew he could set some records. So what are you going to do? Just say, well, no, you know, I'm not going to let him set a record tonight. So there's that. But you know what? The bigger lesson here is, I know our kids played sports as well. Our daughter in particular really loved it. But the lessons she learned playing volleyball, in her case, and softball, you know, she still uses today as an adult. So,
yes.
Is this the thing that you want your student to carry in their heart for the rest of their life?
And the lessons of fair play are the most important lessons that they will learn from playing soccer, because let's face it, as I sit here with my shoulder in a sling, we're never going to be that great as athletes. But the things that athletics teaches us, and Mitch is so good about talking about this in many of his columns, that it's really about human nature and the human condition that we learn about through sports. And unfortunately, it looks like that some of those lessons got lost here in northern Michigan. So it'll be interesting to see how they address that at the High School Athletic Association. I sense a new rule may be coming.
Yep, there might be. More than just a letter of criticism, I think there may be some changes coming. But we'll see.
Yeah, we might want to call up our friend Mark Ewell at the right. Athletic Association, because they've got that, and then there's a referee shortage right now, too, and that's caused some games to be canceled, and that's something worth discussing as well. Marie, thanks so much.